pre-diploma, post-diploma, and is it a high school diploma kind of unnecessary if your teen has a lot of college credit? Nope, it's not. Not so fast. We're going to talk about that in this episode because it is so critical. And I made this mistake in my first edition. I don't think I did a good job discussing the differences between earning college credit in high school versus after, because it really matters. When our teens accumulate college credit in high school, it's kind of natural to weave the diploma and the degree together in our mind because we are using college credits or classes for their homeschool classes too. So this makes everything feel like one adventure, but in reality, they're two very separate things. Now, I'm going to blame kind of this confusion on the program called dual enrollment. Dual enrollment is when a student takes one class, but they get credit twice. So dual enrollment in a homeschool would be, here's an example. Your student might take English 101 at the community college, and you're going to award them 12th grade language arts credit for that. So they're not taking language arts with you and English with the college. They're just taking the class with the college. The college is going to give them the credit, and you're going to give them the language arts credit. So that's how dual works. They get credit in two places for taking one class, and it's fantastic. When we talk about dual enrollment, typically the homeschool family will enroll with a college directly. And this can be in person or it can be online, it doesn't matter. But public school students are handled a little differently. Public school students usually will do this through their high school. And so that's a little bit outside of the scope of what we're talking about here. We're just going to strictly talk about how a homeschool student accesses dual enrollment. And we will explore dual enrollment in great detail later, but I'm hoping to use dual enrollment as the example here to explain this very, very important concept of pre-diploma and post-diploma to you guys today. So dual enrollment students are similar to college students in many ways, but they still must be in high school in order to be dual enrollment. Once your student graduates, they're no longer eligible for dual enrollment. So they might be very college-like in almost every way. So for instance, they're eligible for college credit, yay. They sit in class alongside regular students in person or online. They earn grades, they buy textbooks, they pay tuition. Your student probably even has a college email address or a student ID. But the colleges don't do a great job of explaining that when a student is still in high school, that they're in a separate category from their post-high school diploma peers. So in everything related to this higher education process that we're talking about right now, there is one moment that changes everything, and that is high school graduation. I don't mean the ceremony. I don't mean you sending out invitations and having a party. I mean that you are recording your teen's graduation date on their official homeschool transcript. You are signing that transcript, and they are finished homeschooling. Granting your teen a diploma isn't a technicality. It's actually a very big deal for college enrollment because it's a legal process that in the United States your student needs to go through in order to enroll in college and get financial aid. Once they have either graduated from high school or gotten an equivalency like a GED, then they can enroll. So if you need a diploma or GED to enroll, how do you get in college if you're not already graduated? Well, that's because dual enrollment is a special program and it's a privilege. So therefore, colleges will have different admissions guidelines for high school students if they are doing dual enrollment. And not every college does dual enrollment, but of those who do, they will have a process that your student must go through. Now, a dual enrollment student typically is just taking a few classes, so it doesn't necessarily occur to us that our student isn't degree seeking. On the other hand, some of your students may be taking classes quite aggressively and working on earning a degree. That college may offer a degree. Your student is ticking the box as they go and may in fact earn an associate's degree or even a bachelor's degree while they're in high school. So we say that students who are pre-diploma are not degree seeking. That doesn't mean that they're not seeking a degree. It just means that they don't have that status that's issued by the college. Only students who graduate high school can be degree seeking. So when your teen earns college credit in high school, many of the rules and the restrictions don't apply to them since they're not technically degree-seeking college students. So for example, your teen can never become a transfer student, even if they accumulate a lot of college credit in high school. Your teen will always apply to college after high school as a first-time freshman if all of their college credit was earned in high school. This is true even if they have finished their associate's degree and they were going to be at their university as a junior their first year out of high school. Even then, they are a first-time freshman. We have families with teens who apply for admission and graduation in the same term. This is because your teen stockpiles credit while they're in high school. So think of this as loose credit. It's not connected to a college. Technically, your student is not degree seeking, even if they seek a degree. You'll discover why this is an advantage in the future, but for now, I want you just to be comfortable with the phrase degree seeking, because degree seeking only applies to students who have graduated from high school. Now, with the rise of dual enrollment in our country, you may encounter employees that are a little bit better and a little bit more accurate at giving advice to parents regarding dual enrollment and degrees and credits and how all of this works. But you must understand the basics because you may experience incorrect and wrong information, and this may happen a lot. But be kind to the employees. This is tough stuff, and it takes some time to understand the differences and the special rules that apply to a dual enrollment student. But if this college doesn't interact with a lot of homeschoolers or a lot of high schoolers, your student may actually be the first student to ever take college classes there. So it's easy to get mixed up and confused, and the frontline employees don't always give the right answer. If you understand the significance of the high school diploma, which again is required to officially enroll, then it's going to make sense that you understand about how their credits go from potential college credits to actual college credits once they graduate high school. You will encounter others who tell you to plan your teen's degree or to really check and see that a certain credit will transfer or that a certain class will transfer, or be sure and check that that CLEP exam or that AP exam is going to count. All of this advice is fine. However, it shows a limited understanding of how homeschooling for college credit works. I want you to have a deep understanding. That's why we're going to talk about this. College credit is never, 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 never guaranteed when you earn it in high school. No one can promise you that your teen's college algebra CLEP exam is going to be worth college credit 3 years from now. It is impossible. Okay, colleges don't have crystal balls, and they don't have policies that stay in place for years at a time. So colleges will review their policies, or their catalogs will be updated every single academic year. So for that reason, colleges do not promise you that something is going to transfer or that something is going to count years in advance. They just don't do it. They don't even do it with their own students. Now, only after enrollment can your student actually get that promise and get that guarantee. That's when their potential college credit becomes actual college credit. So if you have two students, one is in 12th grade and one is a freshman in college, and both of those students take the CLEP college algebra exam, if that college later changes its policy and decides not to recognize that exam, the student who took that while they were enrolled is going to be fine because that's already locked into their catalog. So there's no fear that that student's going to lose it. The student who took it as a 12th grader, however, probably won't get credit for it, because they weren't an enrolled student at the time that they took the exam. So there's always going to be that little bit of uncertainty that comes along with earning college credit pre-diploma. But remember, your student gets to stockpile this credit, and there's no limit. So they're going to go into college as a freshman with piles and piles of college credit. Understanding how to be flexible and this uncertainty is really important, because one of the things you'll start to encounter is parents sharing their teens' degree plans or course plans. And they do this open and freely in our community. Occasionally, you will find a business or someone who has decided to sell degree plans or course plans, and they do this for hundreds or even thousands of dollars. But the thing to remember is that none of those plans are from the college. They're not authorized by the college or the register, and they aren't necessarily current. So you could be purchasing a degree plan that only worked 2 years ago, and it won't work for your student down the road. So when colleges update their plans, a lot of those will become obsolete. That means that parents need to stay on top of the policies, need to stay on top of these changes. And so being in a community like ours is super helpful because you have that real-time review and scrutiny, and you're always in the know of what's the latest. So as you're hearing this, you might be worried that every college is different. How will you know? How will you be able to plan? How will you be able to save these credits and use them wisely? Well, it's true that every college is different, but it's also true that every college is almost the same. And what I mean by that is that colleges are incredibly predictable in how they do a lot of things. So there are things that you can learn and that you can do to make sure that your teen's credit is as close to transferable as possible. So to give you an example of what that feels like in real life, I want to give you an example. As an adult, you probably have a driver's license. You learn to drive in one of the states, right? But we know that in every 50 state, we have different traffic laws, right? But do any of us bother to learn the traffic laws of an individual state before we drive across country? Am I getting out those rule books and checking to see what's in Pennsylvania or Ohio or Indiana or Illinois as I drive across country? No, I'm not. Because it's true that while each state has its own traffic laws, experienced drivers will be able to drive through almost every state using the skills that are working perfectly everywhere. Okay, so yes, there are minor differences and exceptions, but the important thing is that you learn the big things first. Being able to, in this example, drive, right, and do so safely is going to take you through almost every situation. And then you can worry about those very specific details if they come up. And they may come up or they may not come up. But you won't be able to really drill down into those details until you know exactly where your student's going to college and you're within about a year of enrollment. Because at that time, you'll be able to map out their degree credits that they've earned, and you can do a reasonable job predicting what credits are going to transfer and where those are going to fall into their plan. So think of much of what we're going to be discussing and learning as kind of the driver's ed version of earning college credits in high school. You're going to learn the strategies that usually work. You're going to learn what colleges mostly do, and you're going to be able to keep open as many doors as possible. I am a big fan of keeping options open, and as long as you follow general principles, you're going to be fine. At some point in your program, you will realize that keeping those options open is kind of in conflict with being able to hit your target. So you'll start to narrow down your focus, and you'll start to zero in on how to hit those goals. You might even encounter changes or surprises along the way, but we'll talk about those too. It's all about flexibility. It's all about being able to pivot. There are so many options out there. Most of them will work. Occasionally, something won't work. But we'll be able to, for sure, get lots of college credit on your teen's transcript. Get them ready for school. Get them into the next direction. Get them aimed in the right direction towards the right degree, the right career, and whatever amount of credit your teen earns, whether it's one credit or whether it's a whole degree, you're going to be ready for it. So let's get ready. This is going to be awesome.